Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of November 5th through 11th, 2012. Plus today, the 12th, because I'm going to be off the continent for most of the week and won't be doing a newscast next weekend, and U.S. sectionals are much easier to manage this way anyway. But first up, the Grand Prix continued in the Rostelecom Cup in Moscow, and a week after the ugliness in China, things improved, but not by much. One of the improvements of the men's competition, for instance, was the lack of anyone being run to the hospital with a concussion. But even so, we had a post-short withdrawal from Johnny Weir-Vornov, who had his worst short ever, then pulled out, citing an old knee ligament injury. Also discussing medical issues this week was Alexei Mishin, who revealed Artur Gizhinsky has been diagnosed with nervous tension and immune system issues and is being medicated. And after having two lungs choreographed this summer, he's skating to his vampire routine again. But still, the less said about his performance here, the better. Same goes for Denis Ten's performance. Konstantin Menshov did better, landed a quad triple with a clean short, and was even second in the segment, edging out Takeo Kukuzuka, who got through the short with a two-footed and partially under-rotated quad and a stumble on his axle. But when he only did a solo quad in the free, tripling the other in combination, and doubling his closing toe, a turnout and a step-out as well proved fatal to his chances of meddling. With 223.72, he slipped behind the 224.56 of Michael Brezina, who had doubled his quad salchow count in the short, then doubled the second attempt at it in the free after crashing on the first, but aside from singling a double toe, was clean otherwise. Kazuka fared better. He too crashed on one of his quad attempts in the free, two-footed the other, and both were partially downgraded, as was a triple toe later. Clean otherwise, he managed a comfortable silver at 229.99, though he was actually third in the free behind Nobunari Ohto, who had skated a clean free outside of falling on his quad and partially undertaking a salchow, but that was after an eighth place short that held him down to fifth. It says a good deal about this competition that when Patrick Chan in his short landed his quad, he was so surprised he probably singled the second toe in the combo. But the rest was good, and then in the free, he might have doubled the jumper three, but when everything else was just gorgeous, including both quads, by then it didn't really matter. With 262.35, he still won by over 30 points. The ladies was highlighted by a pair of survivors in the last two competitions. Gracie Gold especially managed to conquer the nerves that wrecked her at Skate Canada, and even won the short with a clean program that included a triple lip, triple toe. In the free, she wasn't quite so perfect, though. She landed the triple lutz, triple toe, but doubled a couple jumps and made a couple of smaller mistakes. And with 175.03, slipped behind the 177.19 of Kira Corpy, who had been second in the short by a smidgen after doubling the second toe over triple-triple attempt, but in the free, landed that combo. And when her only real problem was falling on a partially undertated loop, she scored a personal best in the segment to win. Agnes Sawadzki was third in the short, also by a smidgen, after skating clean with a triple-toe-triple-toe, and she won the bronze on the strength of that, though in her long, her triple-toe-triple-toe had a 2-foot and partial downgrade, and she also partially under-rotated the salchow and doubled the lutz in combination, so she really had to hold on, 166.61 ahead of the 166.34 of Kanako Murakami, another survivor of Skate Canada who was third in the free, but was thwarted from meddling by having a partial downgrade in one combo, her failure to do another, and her final triple being invalidated, and also by her fourth place short containing two partial downgrades, one in a fall and one on a triple toe attempt. Sadly, all three Russian women fell short. In fifth, Adelina Sotnikova landed a triple toe, but singled her flip and had three falls, plus a chargal downgrade in the long. Just behind her in sixth, Alina Leonova failed to rotate her axle at all in the short and had a double, a single, and three downgrades, including a full one in the long. And in seventh, Polina Korobeynikova had a pretty good long, where she only fell in a double axle and beat both her countrywomen in the segment, but it wasn't enough after she'd landed a triple toe, but wrecked her loop in the short. The pairs event, by and large, was even more of a splatfest, but it did have the closest thing to a clean program out of the entire event outside the ice dance, from bronze medalists Kenny Denny and John Coughlin, who were perfect outside a partial downgrade in their axle sequence. They were even more or less clean in the short, too, where no one was pristine, by the way, and featured triple toes and the throw triple flip in both programs, elements done by lots of the other teams, but none of them did them all cleanly. Winners Tatiana Folosoja and Maxim Trankov, while doing easier throws, were more or less clean in a short that included triple salchows, but he fell on their toes in the free. Their sequence had her stepping out of salchows and him singling intended double toes. And while their throws throughout were easier, though the tariff was still the highest, she still fell on one of them. He said afterwards they might have been a little too prepared. Silver medalist Vera Bazarova and Yuri Larinov, like the other two teams, did a more or less clean short and landed the toes, if a bit shakily, in both programs, and went for a flip in the free, but had a slight two-foot. Their axle sequence had issues too, and towards the end of their program, their stamina visibly faded, especially on their second lift. Still, with scores of 207.53, 191.08, and 179.21, all the top three went unchallenged for their medals. Even the ice dance was riddled with mishaps. The winners Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer got off lightly. They went back to the closing lift from last season short, which worked fine. And the free they had no worse than an extended lift in a dubious moment in the step sequence. They got Tatiana Tarasova on her feet at the end. With their total of 173.99, they had a winning margin of about 25.5 points over Elena Ilyich and Nikita Katslapov, who have some work to do in both programs, but had the audience behind them, and their biggest problem, a fall from her in the free, didn't even happen on an element. Their silver was pretty much by default, thanks to the struggle of Maya and Alex Shibutani. Their short dance was bad enough when a bad level spread left them in fourth, but then, early in the free dance, he had a leg spasm so bad they had to stop and it was in question whether they'd be able to go on. Eventually they did and finished fifth in the segment. They were lucky to hold on to fourth. Bronze instead went to Victoria Sinitsina and Ruslan Shiganshin on the strength of short dance, where they had the highest hair of the segment to beat countrymen Ilyich and Kozlapov on the tech score. In fact, they were spectacular throughout the competition, up to the closing lift in their free, where they first stumbled going into the lift, then he outright fell coming out of it, which left them fourth in the free, behind his sister Nelly Shiganshina and her German partner Alex Gaji, whose only problem in the free was an extended lift, but a less than tidy sixth place short kept them down in fifth. All four winners qualify for the Grand Prix finale, as does Kazuka. And elsewhere, Katerina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev technically still aren't locked, but it would take an absurd chain of events for them not to make it. Speaking of which, we received word this week via Maxim Stavisky they will have their short dance ending change because he and Sasha Julin both feel it isn't exciting enough, and that's why they've been third instead of second after it at both their events. In bigger program news, Carolina Koster has made a very light reveal of her music, though there was a report we're skating to Bolero earlier, and that is indeed her long. Her short combines Transylvania Lullaby from Young Frankenstein with the Devil's Trill Violin Sonata by Italian Baroque composer Giuseppe Tartini. Unfortunately, we have yet another pair's withdrawal. Kaitlyn Jankauskas and Joshua Reagan won't make the NHK trophy either, especially bad news as they should lose their bye to US Nationals. But at least they pulled out 2 weeks in advance, time enough that Alexis Kimek and Christopher Knyrum have been added to the roster in their place. Out of the same event is Polina Shelopin. After months of languishing on top of the alternates list, Mariah Nagasu as a replacement has today gotten her second event at last. Potentially worse is the news that Weir Voronov is out of trophy Eric Bombard, and Aliona Savchenko and Robin Zilkvi are deciding around now whether to compete themselves. She has been ill. As I record this late Monday, there has been no further news. Although at least one injured guy is going to try to compete. Word came in very early today Nan Song is ready to give it a shot. There was a bit of chaos, too, in Austria, in the ice challenge in Graz, though after the short program, it looked like the Americans, a year after sweeping all four senior golds, would again take all three disciplines they'd entered skaters into. With Douglas Rizzano tweeting mission accomplished, leading 700ths of Marmin Mabanuzadeh, he'd skated clean with easier content than the latter who'd fallen on triple loop, and they were both nearly 8 points over everybody else. But things didn't go quite so well for either American guy in the free, where Rizzano tripled his quad, singled and doubled more toes in his combos, and fell on his lutz, and Mabanuzadeh doubled his quad attempt, singled a couple more jumps, and partially undertated one axel and struggled with the other to cost himself a combo. In fact, none of the top three did well. Christopher Kaluza, who had been in third despite a partial downgrade in his short and no triple axel in either program, had 5 more partial downgrades in his free and dropped to 5th. But Peter Liebers, after being just behind Kaluza due to a difficult short with a fall on his triple axel, was the only man to do all his rotations on the quad, so even when he fell on it, doubled a flip, and was crippling on his triple axel, his tariff was about 10 points higher than anyone else's, and he squeaked past Rizzano to win gold 205.81 to 205.62, while behind them at 200.01, Mabanuzadeh took bronze. Defending champions Lincoln Kreirut and Logan Gilletti-Schmidt had better luck, claiming the gold for the second year in a row. They didn't have the easiest start to it. She had a smelly luggage malfunction in the flight over, followed by a twizzle problem in the short, where they just broke 50 and were tails by Czech Lucy Myslikova and Neil Brown, but their twizzles were a little better in the free, and the rest of their program was better still. One of their step sequences was level 4, they nearly broke 90, and with 139 they won by over 25 points, as no other team even broke 70 in the free. And Myslikova and Brown, with two level 1 step sequences, were 10th in the segment, though it should be noted that between 2nd and 10th there were exactly 3 points, and the Czechs still won silver, just ahead of Swiss team Ramona Elsner and Florian Roos, 113.88 to 113.59. Elsner and Roos themselves medaled on a third place short dance. They were fourth in the free, behind poor Australia team Danielle O'Brien and Gregory Merriman, who had been fourth in the short, and thanks to a failure to finish a combination lift which got invalidated as a result, missed the podium by about a point and a half. And Polish team Justyna Plutowska and Peter Gerber, who had been 11th in the short with an invalidated lift and moved up to 8th. The U.S. went 1-2 in the five-team pairs field, with Marcy Castelli and Simon Schnappnir at 174.86, nearly 40 points ahead of everyone else, while with managing triple sal cows in a more or less clean short, even if their jumps weren't quite so clean in the free and included a double axel single-toe combo and a fall-on-a-throw triple sal cow, they again did only a throw double axel. Things were rougher for a sick Gretchen Downlin and Andrew Spirov. Between troubled triple toes, they failed to rotate, a death spiral that didn't count, and a fall in the throw of Salikow in the short, they ended up behind Israelis Danielle Montalban and Evgeny Krasnopolsky, who also managed side-by-side Salikows, though their throw loop wasn't clean either. Montalban and Krasnopolsky beat Downlin and Spirov, technically in the free two, where all the American jumps were messy, she fell in the throw loop, and their side-by-sides were all pretty much washes. But the Israelis, too, had trouble on both rows and a fall in the loop, and though they landed the Salikows again, the tech score was still close enough that Downlin and Spirov passed them on the presentation mark and edged them out for silver, 135.43 to 133.91. The Americans sent no one to the senior ladies, an event where Jenna McCorkle, weeks after winning her first international gold at an advanced age, won the second one in style. With two clean programs and a score of 161.10, topping her personal best by more than 10 points and winning by more still. Though at 149.63, silver medalist Isabel Olsen had an even bigger margin. Neither of her programs were completely clean, but both of them were pretty good. Her only big error was partially under-titting her triple loop in the long. Below them, things weren't as easy for bronze medalist Monica Samonsikova, who was initially 7th after a short where she stumbled on one jump, partially under-rotated 2, and finished behind the music. But in the fray, she had only a handful of errors, the biggest being doubling a triple Salikow, while none of the 4 girls ahead of her skated well at all. In the juniors, Czech Tomasz Kupka won the competition on the strength of his short, though German silver medalist Alexander Bajeld won the free skate, Turkish dance team Ayase Kagla Dermisal and Burke Aklin, and Austrian Sabrina Schultz came back from 3rd to win the ice dance and ladies event, leaving second to short program winners Julia Dolkik and Alexander Prachinov from Russia and Minami Hanashiro from Germany, and there was only one pair. In the U.S., sectionals began this weekend, and Eastern sectionals concluded this evening with a dramatic senior ladies' free, a great competition, even with no one trying triple triples. After the short, Haley Dunn led Samantha Cesario by 4/10 of the point, and the rest of the field by nearly 10, both had skated clean, while in third, Yasmin Siraj had singled her lutz and was tailed by 3 other girls, including Joelle Fort and Lauren Dinn. While Cesario, despite a pair of partial downgrades, continued to do very well in the free, staying on her feet on her way up to 163.53, Dunn did very badly, landing one clean triple. Of the others, one was singled, costing her a combo, and the others were all downgraded, one fully. She was barely 5th in the segment, and leaving Cesario the easy win, dropped to 3rd behind Siraj, whose free wasn't quite as smooth as Cesario's and also had 2 partial downgrades, but still was very good. That left Fort and Dinn divided out for the last spot to nationals. Fort, too, had 2 partial under rotations on her lutzes, but she also fell on one of the jumps involved. Well, Dinn had only 1 on a loop, but she had a hard fall on a rotated lutz, doubled a flip, and had to claw her way out of a few other jumps, plus her tariff was lower. She actually still beat Fort in the free on her presentation mark, but only by 0.36, and Fort had been ahead of her by only a point, so Fort got the pewter and the trip to Omaha. The junior ladies once again proved between South Atlantic girls Maria Yang and Madison Vinci, and this time the former was 3rd in the short, which the latter won, and it was she who came back to top her and win the competition. The senior men's short was not a pretty sight. Winner Stephen Carrier even has spin invalidated, which kept him barely ahead of Grant Hochstein, though the problems in his short included a partial downgrade. Close behind were Harrison Choate and Wesley Campbell, mostly due to their lack of triple axels, though in third, Choate had only a stumble in his combo, and in fourth, Campbell was actually clean. The free was a bit better. In fact, it featured Choate jumping completely clean, though he fell in his choreographic sequence, while Campbell had a lovely free outside his partially under-rotated lutzes, the second of which he fell on to lose a combo. When Hochstein singled his axel and had a couple of wild and tight jumps, he just couldn't stay ahead, slipping a handful of points behind both to fourth. But Carrier, though he initially stumbled on a partially under-rotated triple axel attempt and fell on the fully downgraded quad attempt, and went for a second axel early and stumbled on it again, that time he rotated it, and combined with his other jumps, all of which were clean, he had the highest tariff, and with that, he stayed in front. Winning by close to 15 points on Choate, Jay Estanto won the junior men, with the Skating Club of New York going 1-2-3. The 7-team senior ice dance competition was a bit of a battle of the Kunuskios, though the elder Isabella Kunuskio and new partner Michael Bramante racked up the technical content and applause to take a 5-point lead in the short dance that proved insurmountable when sister Anastasia Kunuskio and partner Colin McManus suffered a fall in the twizzles. Though the latter inched the free out, even as an awkward curve lift kept them by doing so by much, the final scores were 139.92 to 136.41. In a 4-team junior dance competition, Lauren McNamara and Quinn Carpenter took a narrow lead in the short dance, but a couple tiny quibbles in the free gave Rachel and Markle Parsons an opportunity, and they took it to win by 0.27. There were only 2 senior pairs, a good thing for Felicia Zhang and Ave Bartholomew, as with her so injured she shouldn't even be on the ice for 2 more weeks, they were just able to come out and do the transitions and choreographic sequence without the other elements and still qualify for nationals, though obviously Tara Kane and Daniel O'Shea won, though they themselves, among other things, had a fall in the short and 2 in the free. They totaled 137.72. 6 teams skated a rather messy junior pairs event, won by Olivia Altmans and Joshua Santillan. Midwestern sectionals in Cleveland and Pacific Coast sectionals in Provo, Utah both go into tomorrow. tomorrow, with the senior singles events and junior ladies events to conclude only then. Ashley Kane currently leads the senior ladies field, following a clean short. A bit behind her, within nearly a point and a half of each other, are Becky Bereswell, coming back from last year's disappointment, Kiri Baga, who nearly fell on a partially under-rotated flip, and Morgan Bell, whose short had more minor quibbles, with Carly Gold, who had trouble on both solo jumps, a little more than 2 points out of qualifying for nationals. Barbie Long currently leads the junior ladies by a smidgen after landing her triple lutch triple toe in a close to clean short. There are seven competitors in the senior men's field, including quad enthusiasts Max Aaron and Brandon Mraz. Aaron went for the quad salchow out, rotated it, fell on it, and leads over Alexander Johnson, who skated without a quad, so fell on his triple axel instead. Mraz went for the quad toe, didn't fully rotate it, fell on it, and is third. The junior men too will finish tomorrow. Jordan Mueller has a pretty good lead over the rest of the field. A year after they were supposed to debut together, Alessandra Anner and Colleen Brubaker won the four-team senior dance competition with a total of 116.05, if a better free than short, while Caitlin Howiak and Jean-Luc Baker blew out a four-team junior dance competition where Arnaud and Brubaker would have finished a close third. There were three senior pairs, two of whom skated very messily, so while none of Alexis Kimeka and Chris Kanirim's side-by-sides were clean, with them attempting salchows in both programs and him doubling both times, their triple twist and throw flip in the short and throw lets in the free still got them up to a huge winning margin at 158.63, though second place Dee Dee Lang and Timothy LeDuc, amid all their mistakes, actually landed clean salchows in the free. There were two junior pairs, with Madeline Aaron and Max Hetledge winning easily. Central Pacific Sectionals is having seniors and singles only, and the senior men are actually skating their shorts right now as this goes up. Senior ladies finished their shorts a brief while ago. Vanessa Lamb leads with a clean triple-triple-S short over Courtney Hicks, who fell on a triple-triple-triple-toe but was lights out after that. Polina Edmonds, who rotated her triple-triple-toe, leads the junior ladies narrowly over Karen Chen, who did not fully rotate her triple-triple-loop. The junior men have finished. After the short program, Nathan Chen had a big lead, and it looked like business as usual, but he wasn't doing the triple axel, and in the free, it caught up with him. Vincent Xiao shot past him to pull the upset. The junior dance wrapped up literally just now, Madeline Erdage and Nathaniel Fast winning by about a little less than 10 points. A four-team junior pairs competition will also conclude tomorrow. Jessica Pafund and AJ Race hold a very narrow lead after the short, with all four pairs clustered within 3 points of each other, though Jessica Calalang and Zach Sidhu are surprisingly last. What the Canadians call sectionals also wrapped up this weekend, but the biggest ones had been last week. The British Columbia Yukon Territory sectionals in Parksville, British Columbia had four skaters in each senior singles event, the biggest name being Jeremy Ten. Ten won the short program despite two falls, if only as the only man to even rotate the triple axel. But in the free, Mitchell Gordon, who had been second with minor trouble in his flip, landed a clean one. Here he fell on the flip, but was clean otherwise. Well, Ten fell on his flip, his axel again, and also on his salchow, and he singled another axel and partially under-rotated another jump, so Mitchell scoring 195.65, won by quite a lot. There were two junior men, of whom Sean Cuevas was much the superior. In the ladies, both segments were narrowly won by Jacqueline Leniuk, though nobody skated well in the short at all. Leniuk herself had a fall on the only triple she rotated in the entire competition, a salchow, a bad opening jump, and no combo as a result. In the free, she was cleaner, if only by doing doubles only, but even then she had trouble on a double axel. Her total score was 97.31. She would have barely been sixth in the junior event, won by Larkin Ostman. There was no pairs competition above pre-novice, and no senior dance competition. There was a junior dance competition with two teams, won easily by Caitlin Dahlmer and Shane Fyrus. Western Ontario sectionals were held in a city called Paris. There are two senior pairs, with Brittany Jones and Ian Beharry easily winning with 147.26. Their hardest element were side-by-side triple toes in the long, which they didn't do very well, but they did them, and everything else except a throw loop in the long, which they fell on. There were also two junior pairs. That competition was won by Mary Orr and Anthony Furiano. There were supposed to be two senior women, but one withdrew, leaving only Zoe Brown, who totaled 99.98. There were nine junior women, topped by Cassandra McDonald, who broke 100. There were no senior men and only one junior man. At the Saskatchewan sectionals in Moose Jaw, there were two senior women, with winner Stacey Rood scoring 91.68. She tried only one triple in each program and landed neither cleanly, but she managed a few more clean doubles than her competitor did. There were also two junior ladies, with winner Shelby Hall's total about a point higher than Rood's. The only senior man was Garrett Gosselin, who scored 172.92. There were two junior men, with Justin Kasmar winning. There was a junior dance event too, but it only had one team. For last few odds and ends, Gordy Garishkov is searching for a partner to switch to pairs, which he apparently decided to do after his unsuccessful short program at the Fed Cup in Sochi. He is currently training for it under Tamara Mosfina. Not searching anymore, at least for the moment, is Kevin van der Perren, who instead made his debut this week with partner Charissa van Dipte on the Belgian Dancing with the Stars. They cha-cha'd to Pink's Get This Party Started to mixed comments from the judges, though thankfully there were no eliminations in the first week. And a week later than it was supposed to, D-Sun began filming its yearly series with back-to-back shows Saturday and Sunday in Phoenix. Saturday night, as originally originally scheduled, Pandora's Unforgettable Holiday Moments on Ice went on with Mannheim Steamroller and Megan Hilty, with a cast highlighted by Brian Boitano and Ashley Wagner, who also announced a sponsorship deal with Nike this week. The following day, they returned for the belated End Move show, Muscle Pin Applesauce Family Skating Tribute, where the parents of skating brought their kids to the ice. Musical accompaniment was provided by Jewel, and also by Annie Mae Weiss, with Father Michael skating to her singing Adele. Other highlights include a new parent, Shaylin Bourne, with a 3-month-old son, Kai, doing a spider number, Todd Eldridge, with his older son, Ryder, doing a Spider-Man number, and Liza Kulik, daughter of Ekaterina Gordieva and Ilya Kulik, coming out for a performance with both her parents. Family Skating Tribute airs on NBC November 18th, Holiday Moments on Ice on the 25th. And that is This Week in Figure Skating, plus an extra day. See y'all in 2 weeks.